Okay, Yasha Kok, Yasha Kok to all the Mesaimim and to all the Maschilim, I guess we would say. So let's be getting the Lima now. I got into it. I started a Paragolf and I found that, no, you're supposed to do Hakdama first. I didn't realize that. So I don't know if I'm ahead, but I got to catch up on the Hakdama for this round. But I figured I'd take a look at the very first Rambam. Right? It seems that it's supposed to be halacha, but the very first Rama, how does he start out? So Yisod HaYisodus V'amud HaChachmos Leida Sheyesh Shem Matzui Rishon V'hu Mamsi Kolam Nimsa. That what is the major Yisod, the thing, the pillar that everything stands on, is Leida Sheyesh HaMatzui, that there is Hashem, and that there is a creator, and that all the creation is based upon him. And the Rambam continues on with this idea, and all using the terminology, using the word that is there, is Das, right? Halacha Beis also v'im yala al hadas shu eno matzoi v'im yala al das in halacha gimel she'en kol hanimsim milvadu matzoi. If it enters into your das, if you can think that that's not the case, then you've got a problem. So the Rambam here is describing the first mitzvah. It happens to be the first mitzvah in the Sefer Mitzvahs as well, in Asays, is Leida. Oh well. Doesn't exactly say it there over there, but here it's Leida, to know that there is Hashem who created the world, and to deny that there's going to be any other. Right, those are the first mitzvahs that are being given. So this term das, so what does that entail, to know? So first of all, a little bit of a issue there is that in Sefer Mitzvahs it does not use the term ladas; it uses the term emuna, lamamin, or to believe. So that's a shaila that is out there. What exactly was the Sefer Mitzvahs was not written in Hebrew; it's a translation. So it's a machlokas how exactly to understand that, and that is actually driving some of the conflict. I mean, what's is there a difference between das and emuna? But even without going to whether the Sefer Mitzvahs is that as well, that sort of is the foundation for the kasha that's asked. But even without, just what does it mean? What does it mean, ladas? Does it mean that one has to know, or how much does a person have to know? Does knowing mean with absolute certainty? Does knowing mean some kind of recognition? Does knowing mean that I have to have it all proven in my head? What is that terminology of das, ladas, that the Rambam seems to open up and demand that everybody knows? So I know you reached out and invited me to be able to give the shir, so I reached out a little bit more. I hope it's okay. But the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, discusses this in his parish on the Rambam. So everybody's gathered together. We'll bring it in. The truth is, his answer is sort of representative of what the Velt says to try to understand this. He comes at, well, you come at it from a different angle. I mean, which is harder? Is it harder to ladas? Is that the bigger chiddush, or is it the harder part lahamin, to believe, right? Which requires the bigger chiddush, which requires the more avoda. So he actually comes from the other direction of saying ladas is easy. Ladas, that's the easy part. Ladas means to understand that there is to recognize that there is logic. And he says, you look around the world, how is it possible to not think that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it possible to have any other havamina as to what it comes from? It's like, it can't be that's the mitzvah, because that's too easy. that's a very easy thing to be able to do. So he says, and he builds up on the sira of, but that's not what it says in Sefer Mitzvah. Sefer Mitzvah says lahamin. It says to believe. So that he's, and according to him, that's harder. So whether you want to use the terminology or not use the terminology, it's still trying to work at me. Something that's logical, understood, versus something that is something that seems to be, that requires something beyond just what is logical and understandable. So Rav Shach says, when I was a young man, I asked the Brisker of this Shaila. Also expanding on. The Brisker of says, haha, I had the same Shaila, and I asked my father. So I asked Rav Chaim. So here, Rav Shach quotes from Rav Chaim, Eid Mepi Eid, and he says the following. He says, V'sha'alti, V'amarlo, he said to him, Shavadai ad kama shesechala adam migas, hu muskal ve'ein zu emun. He says, as far as a person's knowledge is able to reach, as far as a person logically is able to understand, that is called das, that is called seichel, that is called understanding, and that's not called emunah, that is not called, for lack of a better term, faith. Right? That's not faith, that's knowledge. Right? V'hi yediyah. He says, where does emuna begin? Emuna begins where das ends. That a person tries to understand as much as they could possibly understand logically and understand things intuitively and get it and be able to prove it with logical proofs. And then wherever that ends for a person, so that's where the Emuna takes over. That's where Emuna begins. Vasibur v'hisbir le'atzma inyan shesechel adam halom mugbal hu b'zman of a makom u'mashu l'mala min hazman of a makom kvar in lo musak. He says, how exactly to understand where the limitations are for a person that might be, you know, relative. But what is above time and what is above space, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to expand beyond, is beyond that, so that's clearly something that we're not able to get. So we don't really understand that, we don't have das for that, but we have emuna for that. We have a faith that such a concept exists and such a concept is able, is actually the reality. He continues on and says, he suggests that that is the pshat in the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Gemara says, what, that you should be marich the word echad, the dalet of echad, you should be marich that, and then the Gemara tells a story. Does he quote the whole story here? So one of the Amoraim was being marich echad very long, and the other Amora said to him, you know, you only have to be marich until the point that echad, as opposed to lamala, lamata, and the dalad ruchos. We recognize that there's nothing else besides in those places. So Shach says, why is that only on the word echad that we're marich? Meaning the term marich, we're marich on the word echad because echad is being, is trying to establish a concept. It's trying to say that, well, it's echad and as opposed to anything else. So why not Hashem Elokeinu and try with Hashem Elokeinu to be marich to try to understand the concepts of Hashem Elokeinu? He says, no, because you can't. That's Ein L'Davar Sof. When it comes to being Hashem Elokeinu, trying to understand what the terminology, what Hashem is in terms of Hashem Elokeinu being infinite and beyond time and beyond space and all of those things, so we can't be masig that. We can't understand. That das is not going to apply there. That already is going to the level of Amunah. Echad, the concept of Echad is Echad as opposed to anything else. So really, with Echad, you're trying to understand there is nothing besides a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So nothing besides a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that we could potentially put a box around. That potentially we can measure, and that we could say, Lamal, Lamata, Ladalad Ruchos, yep, nothing doing in any of those places, and then we'll continue on with Shema. But Hashem Elokeinu, it says, Ein L'Davar Sof. So therefore it doesn't make sense to be Marich, because you'll be being Marich for a very long time, right? You won't be able to continue on with the bracha, with the tefillah of Shema. That's what Rav Shach says. The truth is, it's also what Rav Dessler says. It's also what Rav Dessler actually quotes. I've been collecting how many. I've actually found a Rav Dessler quotes in the name of Rav Nachman. I'm not a huge Rav Dessler bucky, but I'm not sure if he quotes Rav Nachman any other places. I actually recently found one of the footnotes of Uvikashta Misham. Rav Salvechik quotes Rav Nachman, which, like, I don't know. Can I talk to the Rav Vikiyam if there's any other places where he quotes Rav Nachman has that same terminology. Four words, right? Until a certain point is Adas, where Das ends, Emuna begins. That's the way. That's the phraseology that he uses. So we quoted, right? So that was Rav Shach from the Brisker Rav from Rav Chaim. So I'll go to the grandson of Rav Chaim, so Rav Salvechik in Alachuva. So I have it here in English. He says, no, I don't think you got what Ladas means. Right? I'm not sure that's. You're saying Ladas is what you're thinking in a cold, logical way. He says, I'm not sure that that's what the word Ladas, I'm not sure that that's what the word means. You're interpreting it as knowledge, to know. He says, I'm not sure. He says, I don't believe that this is what Rambam meant. We can't understand the Almighty. I mean, Ladas is, we're not even going to go there. His quality is hidden and unfathomable, and this Maimonides concurred with the Kabbalists, who said, no intellect can apprehend him. I'm convinced, therefore, that he didn't mean that every Jew has to become a philosopher, Ladas, right, to say that to know means to have a conviction of the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not sure that's what it means. Rather, And he says, I'll tell you, Lahamin and Ladas. He says, Lahamin, to believe, right? Lahamin believes that there's, right, implies that there's no, to believe on the, implies there's no Isser in tenets. I believe, but it may happen that I become distracting. If I said, do I believe something? Do I believe? Yeah, I believe. I believe that that's true. And then I put it to the side, and then I continue to move on. I do the rest of my day without necessarily a connection with my belief. He says, Leida is referring to being continuously aware. That's what he says, Leda. So if you go back to the beginning of the Rambam, say, for Amada, Yisod HaYithoz V'amurachacha, Leda is not just to know, to be able to prove, to logically prove. Rather, his suggestion is, Shalom, hey, rather, his suggestion is, Leda means to be continuously aware of that concept, and to be able to look around the world and be able to live one's life, Leda, in a state of perpetual awareness of this. He includes by saying, this keen awareness of the existence of Hashem should constitute the foundation of our thoughts, ideas, and emotions, in every kind of situation and under all conditions. Everything else inevitably depends upon this supreme article of faith. So that's what how the Rav suggests what Rambam's beginning means here in the beginning of Sefer Mada, and therefore by extension that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to have this constant awareness. So what does that mean? Constant awareness of logic, meaning I'm constantly, he's specifically saying you're not supposed to be a philosopher, right? You're not supposed to be constantly in this philosophical mode of like conceptualizing what it means that we're in this world. So what does that mean? What are we supposed to be continuously aware of? What is that? So there's another piece that Soloveitchik has. We'll call two other pieces from Soloveitchik here. So number one is in The Lonely Man of Faith. So in The Lonely Man of Faith, he suggests the following, I see. He says, what about, and for this you have a paradigm, right? Does loving a bride in the embrace of her beloved ask for proof that he is alive and real? Right? Does she, while she's hugging her husband, does she say, are you real? Right? Does she need a proof that her partner, that her husband is alive at that point? Right? Must the prayerful soul clinging in passionate love and ecstasy to her beloved demonstrate that he exists? Right? If there is a ahava, if there is a love, if there is a connection there, right, so then you don't necessarily need a proof. There's that constant belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Now, that question was not actually asked by the Rav. He quotes in the name of Kierkegaard. That was the question that he asked Ansem of Canterbury, who apparently was like a pretty abstract thinker. So Kierkegaard asks in this Shiloh, right? What do you mean? Do you need a proof that your wife is alive? Right? That can't be. Right? It's just an understanding of that. And as one goes through one day, there's just a constant awareness of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps the most clearest idea from Rav Soloveitchik is a piece that he gave, and I just love quoting this, and problem is in my shul, they've heard it from me so many times, they all start rolling their eyes when they hear it, so I get to use it here. Right, the Rav gave a famously, it was written up later in tradition, one of the tradition things, but a tribute to the Rebbetzin of Tolna, right? So the Rav Soloveitchik's daughter, married Yitzchak Tursky, was the Toliner Rebbe, or became the Toliner Rebbe, right? Rav Meir Tursky from IU, so his father, right? Rav Moshe Tursky, Hashem Yikom Damam, his grandfather, right? And Marty Tursky here, so Marty's uncle, yes. So Marty's uncle was the Rav's son-in-law. So his parents, right, were the, at that time, the Toliner Rebbe's in Boston. So they were also friends. And when his Machatenister passed away, He was invited to give a hesped, but the truth is, like, I don't know, what's he going to say about his mother? Like, did he really know anything to say specifically about her? So he actually mostly spoke about his mother, right? So it's a hesped essentially talking about the role of mothers in Yiddishkeit. And he gets to this paragraph at the end, where he talks about learning with his father and learning with his mother, and he learned from his father Torah, he learned with his father Rambam, he learned with his father Halachos, right? Then he learned from his mother other things. So he says, most of all, I learned that Judaism expresses itself not only in formal compliance with the law, but also in a living experience. She taught me, meaning referring to his own mother, that there is a flavor, a scent, a warmth to mitzvos. I learned from her, and he says, I learned from her the most important thing in life, which is a pretty impressive terminology, right? Right? What is the most important thing in life? So Soloveitchik can tell. Right? I learned from her the most important thing in life. What is the most important thing in life? So he says, to feel the presence of the Almighty and his gentle pressure of his hand resting upon my frail shoulder. Right? Once again, it's right to feel the presence of the Almighty and the gentle pressure of his hand resting upon my frail shoulder. So that perhaps is tying in to what he means by Leida Hashem. Right? What is the Rambam first saying in the beginning of Leida? So is Rambam saying, okay, everybody go and write down your proofs that God exists? He says, no, probably Leida means as you're about to head into the realm of Halacha, for the next year or two or three, depending on what your Seder is, right? recognize also, Leida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you at every step, and his hand is resting upon your frail shoulder. He says, without her teachings, which quite often were transmitted to me in silence, I would have grown up a soulless being, dry and insensitive. He says, the laws of Shabbos, for instance, were passed on to me by my father. They are part of the Musar Avicha, which is the theme of the whole Hesped. Right? The Shabbos as a living entity, as a queen, was revealed to me by my mother. It is part of Torah Simecha. The father knew much about the Shabbos, and the mothers lived Shabbos, experienced her presence, and perceived her beauty and splendor. And it says, and tying that back into what he says in Aleh Tshuva, right, that perhaps is what the Rambam is driving at in the beginning. That perhaps is what, whether you say Hamin or Ladas, Ladas says Mishra Torah, Lahamin elsewhere, perhaps emerges together in this concept. Not necessarily, yeah, proofs are important, and it's talked about in the Rishonim and all that, and that's good. But to have a constant awareness, you can't be talking about proofs. To have a constant awareness, it means just feeling the presence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and feeling that however we're choosing our lives and living our lives, we have the presence of Hashem and we have the hand of Hashem resting upon our frail shoulder and sort of directing us and telling us that I'm with you, things will be okay. So yeshakoach to all those our Messiahim and Tzlacha on the next Seder.